But that was a fun time, because most of the, well, we had a couple of elderly men that worked there, but most of the crew that was there were young fellas, and they were all gung-ho, you know, to see the gold, and worked hard to get their work done every day, and I pulled some pranks on them a few times, and of course they always pulled pranks on me, but they were very careful what they did, because I was the cook, and they were a little bit cautious about how strong they pulled pranks on me.
Like what kind of pranks?
Oh, sometimes I would, when I set the table, I would put big spoons on the table for them to eat with, instead of forks and little spoons and knives. And sometimes they would come in quietly through the back door and scare me half to death, because I usually was, they didn't come into the cookhouse until it was time for the meals. And they could sit in after the meals, but they couldn't sit in before the meals were on, so they were in the way or anything. So they would come through the back door and be very quiet, and then walk up behind me and holler boo or something. And the only time they didn't do that was when I had a big knife in my hand. Then they wouldn't do that.
There's a big old wood stove cook range there. Did you cook on that?
To start with, that was a coal stove. And then the people that had the mine, that leased the mine before, the people from Fort Worth who I worked for, taken it and put a forced oil burner in it, and it had so it was oil, but it was like a big old wood cook stove on the top, or coal stove, and it had two big huge ovens that you could put 10 loaves of bread in each oven, and then the whole top was a flat iron top on it. And one part had like a griddle where you could do hotcakes or, you know, bacon or whatever. And yes, I used that.